Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
We interrupt the wake-up call for this news update. This is KNN.
Can I speak with your manager?
The Karen News Network.
Time for KNN, the Karen News Network. All breaking news Karens. All the time. This week, our Karen is a food delivery driver in upstate New York.
Karen, I need to speak to you. I don't think you realize where they're coming from, so I need to speak to you.
All right, here's a little bit of the backstory. So this Karen is a food delivery driver, went to drop off the food at the house that ordered the delivery.
Okay.
Well, she wasn't happy with the tip that was given on the food delivery service.
Oh, boy.
So she wanted to... You know, can't really speak to a manager at someone's house. She wanted to speak to the homeowner.
Is this over a Ring doorbell?
It is,
okay.
Yes.
It is, okay.
Where the food you ordered is coming from, I don't think you realize the distance that it's come from, because then you would never actually have given what you gave. So I think you can come and see face-to-face.
Okay, so now you can text the word Karen to 73389 if you want to watch this video. She's complaining that the commute to drop off the food was 40 minutes.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
She believes the tip that she had gotten from this person should have been higher than the $8 that she was given.
Okay.
Because I drove 40 minutes, and it was extremely far, and I got it to you early. So I don't think you realize where you work from.
I don't understand.
So, valid question. I don't get it. What are you asking? She's kind of beating around the bush here.
Okay. Has she mentioned the tip yet?
She said in a vague term, you wouldn't have given what you've given.
Okay. Okay.
From the restaurant that you ordered from. Do you realize how far it is? Do you realize you ordered from Comac and you're in Smithtown?
Okay. So now this is in upstate New York, and Comac to Smithtown, New York is only about 6 miles.
Oh my God, what?
And it's roughly a 10-minute drive without traffic.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if there was traffic at this time.
Well, it sounds like there was.
It sounds like this was later in the afternoon. So even 6 miles, she said it took 40 minutes.
That's a 15, 20-minute drive.
And
You need to try to drive it. I just drove it. It's 40 minutes. It's 12 and a half miles. So I don't think you realize how far it is.
So why do you have to pick up if you think it's that far?
They don't let us know how far, so I think you need to adjust your tip.
So now she comes out and says it. You need to adjust your tip because this 10-minute drive took 40 minutes. Now, didn't sound like this guy was falling for the bait.
Not at all.
So she's decided to take matters into her own hands. This Dasher Karen.
Can I say, before we start getting into some real Karen behavior, if you try to go from Roseville, East Roseville by Douglas to Folsom, distance-wise, it's not that far, but it can take 40 minutes.
Totally.
Because maybe it's like this area where we should have had a connector highway between 50 and 80 when it was all farmland, but nobody thought of that. So now it takes 40 minutes to go about 10 to 12 miles.
But don't we know that?
Right. So, like, and that's how I did some research on this.
Karen News Network project.
What a journalist.
Yes, thank you. So I even looked, and it even says on there, yes, this is about 6 miles, and to drive it as of right now should take you 10 minutes. Right?
Okay.
So it tells you that on the map, right?
Okay.
To make it right.
How much of the tip?
You gave an $8 tip.
What the hell are you looking for?
I'm going to bring the food back. Okay.
She is now going to take the food back to the restaurant, drop the food off. Now she has a zero tip, right?
Yeah.
Now she's out of another 40 minutes having to drive back the other way.
I mean, it's almost an impressive level of petty.
Now, in sad news, the driver was fired shortly after this delivery. Yeah. So,
I mean, I wonder how much she was looking for. Do we know what percentage tip $8 was on the order?
In the video, you can text Karen to 73389 and you can see her as she's walking away. She picks up the food off the porch.
Oh, she did take the food.
Yeah, she did.
Oh my God.
You can see her walk away and it doesn't look like a lot of food. Now, that's not a gauge of what it is. Like, if you're ordering a ton of food from an upscale place like Fats or something, you're going to have a couple of boxes or bags.
But if it could be Chipotle, there could be 10 burritos in a little bag.
Oh, exactly.
True. Yeah. Okay.
So we don't really know. There's no context to it.
Okay.
But it does look like an $8 tip on the size of what they are delivering looks reasonable.
Okay.
So
not to her, honey.
Not to her.
And was it 40 minutes one way? So now she has to go 40 minutes back?
Yes. Karen's a little upset.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. God.
You can text the word Karen to 73389 to watch the video. When breaking news Karens happen, the Karen News Network is there. All Karens, all the time.